It's the Sean McDiarmid, the annual summer school, and we're into the 2024 event starting tomorrow evening at 5:30 with the official opening by the former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern at 6 o'clock sharp. So, David, that's taking place at the homestead, the Sean McDiarmid, the homestead in Kilty Clogher, which of course is the last surviving homestead of a signatory of the 1916 Rising. So we're kicking off there. This is an event that's been going on since 2009, and we cover almost any topic you can think of. We work on the historical, we look at environmental, we look at social, we look at political, economic, etc., etc. So our themes are very, very broad and wide-ranging, as is our range of speakers.
And it sounds great that it really is an opportunity that it looks back in terms of culture and history and is also looking forward in terms of what it's teaching.
Totally, 100%. So we try to take in every aspect of, you know, topics that interest people, contemporary topics, historical topics. So, for example, we're starting our first presentation then will be in the Kilty Clogher Community Centre. That will start at 7:15 after some light refreshments. And it's our official opening presentation is given by Bertie Ahern. And that's followed up then by Kieran Mullooly, who will speak directly after Bertie Ahern. So that's our opening evening, as it were, on Friday. That's tomorrow evening, the 31st of May. And then on Saturday, we have four very, very different speakers, all within the political arena. So we've gone very much, I suppose, it's not political as such this year, but it's looking at the global economic and social crisis. And the question that we're asking is, with constantly changing political circumstances worldwide, how can Ireland's political establishment navigate its way forward? So people will be speaking on a range of topics, for example, climate change, the practically global accommodation crisis that the world is facing at the moment, conflict in various parts of the world, mass movement of people due to conflict, war, violence, climate change, and then the changing political landscape, certainly in a European context and also on a global context. So our speakers on Saturday in the morning, we have got Frank Feehan, TD, so he's starting at 10:30 in the morning, and Frank's presentation is followed by Martin Kenny, TD. We break then for lunch, and then we have two speakers in the afternoon. We have Neil Blaney and Marion Harkin. So it's a very, very strong lineup, and we're looking forward to, I suppose, a great event of analysis and debate and discussion around all those very, very pertinent areas that I've spoken about.
And it's just great to have these conversations on our doorstep, isn't it? Because, you know, these are such large, wide-ranging issues, and to be able to have them here in the presence of, you know, a former Taoiseach and political officials, it really is a great thing, isn't it?
It is indeed. And this summer school has been building year on year since 2009 on, you know, expanding our range of speakers. And, you know, if you go back and look at the lineup of speakers and themes that we have worked with from 2009 right up to the present day, it's a very, very strong speaker lineup, and it's the same every year, and we go into different areas. We go into media, we go into entertainment, social issues, political and social justice, all that kind of thing. So I'd say our, you know, our topics are cover a very, very wide spectrum, and you know, give topics of interest for so many people who are interested in different things.
That's it. And that's the key thing about it, really, that has such a large appeal to such a large amount of people.
Absolutely. And as I said, we're building on that. It's going from strength to strength every year. And I suppose a really lovely aspect of this event is the opening at the house on the Friday evening. And that appeals to an awful lot of people. And the cottage is in pristine condition. It's managed by the local community council and by the office, OPW. And it's intact. It's delightful. It really is. And it's a real step back into time. There's no doubt about it. And it's got a huge historical context as well. So, yeah, all in all, I think we're offering an awful lot in this one event in North Leitrim. And the community has, you know, every good reason to be very, very proud of the event.